Two drug companies go to court today to fight charges that they colluded to keep a cheap generic version of a brand-name drug off pharmacy shelves. The drug is called Cardizem, and it's used to treat high blood pressure. The drug makers are being sued by consumers, insurers, and 30 states who say they were forced to pay artificially high prices for Cardizem. They want the drug makers to pay damages. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Today's hearing in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Cincinnati is about Cardizem. But the outcome in this case will affect what consumers pay for other popular drugs. Drugs that treat heartburn, depression, high cholesterol, and other common conditions. There's a rash of class action cases against big drug makers. At issue are the tactics that drug giants are using to keep generic versions of their blockbuster drugs off the market. They do that because when generic copies become available, consumers abandon the expensive brand name pills, and the brand drug makers' profits evaporate. This story begins back in 1995, when generic drug maker Andrax Pharmaceuticals applied to the Food and Drug Administration to make a generic version of Cardizem CD, which was patented by Herxt Marion Roussel.
Herxt sued Andrax for patent infringement, knowing it had no chance of winning the lawsuit.
Richard Cohen represents consumers and health insurers in today's proceedings.
But also knowing that under the law, they would gain a 30-month delay of the FDA's ability to approve Andrex's generic for marketing.
That's because of a law called the Hatch-Waxman Act that governs when and how drugs go off patent. The law says that if a brand drug maker claims its patent would be infringed, the FDA must wait 30 months before letting the generic drug maker copy the pill and sell it. More and more, big drug makers use this provision of the law to buy extra time for their patent monopolies. Consumer advocates don't like these tactics, but they're not illegal. Now we get to the part of the story that generated the class action suits. Again, Richard Cohen.
With about 9 months to go on the 30-month clock, the Food and Drug Administration notified Andrex that it had tentative approval of its generic. Tentative, subject only to the expiration of the 30 months. About 10 days later, Herxt agreed to start paying Andrex not to sell generic Cardizem CD.
That's right. Herxt and Andrex agreed that when the 30 months were up, and Andrax could legally start selling its copies of Cardizem, it wouldn't. In return, Herxt would pay Andrax $40 million a year. Elliot Hahn is CEO of Andrax.
You might view this as a standstill agreement. That's the way I like to view this, as a standstill. The parties agreed at that point in time not to launch a product until the litigation was resolved.
This unusual agreement attracted the attention of the Federal Trade Commission, which charged that the agreement hurt competition. Jeremy Bulow was then chief economist at the FTC. He's now a professor at Stanford University.
Just ask yourself, what is it that these branded companies are paying money for? And the answer that you're going to come up with is they're paying for delay of entry. And I don't know if there could be a more basic principle in antitrust than you don't get to pay money to your competitors to keep them out of the market.
That's how the Federal District Court in Detroit saw it. It ruled 2 years ago that the agreement was illegal. Herxt and Andrax are appealing that ruling today. The class action lawyers say the agreement did more than just bar Andrax from the market. Because of a quirk in the Hatch-Waxman Act, no other generic company could sell its Cardizem CD copies until the first company to file for permission, that is Andrax, had been on the market for 6 months. So, by continuing the patent lawsuit against Andrax, and at the same time paying Andrax to stay off the market while the lawsuit went on, Herxt was able to keep all its generic competitors at bay. Congressman Henry Waxman, who co-authored the Hatch-Waxman Act in 1984, says Herxt and Andrax turned the law on its head.
What we had in mind when we passed the Hatch-Waxman Act was to create a balance where the brand name companies that had funded the research would have an extended period of time to hold the monopoly over the drug, to recoup their investments. But at the end of that patent period, they would have competition.
California Democrat says he never imagined that a generic company like Andrax and a brand drug maker like Herxt would collude to block generics. The agreement between the two companies lasted a little less than a year. In all, Herxt paid Andrax $90 million. Just weeks after the companies ended their deal, in June of 1999, Andrax began selling a slightly modified version of its generic pill, and 6 months later, other generic companies jumped in. A year later, Herxt pulled out of the market. To recover damages, the class action lawyers will have to prove not just that the deal was illegal, they'll also have to prove that the deal hurt consumers. Andrax and Herxt now say that Andrax wasn't ready with its modified product until June of 1999 when they ended their deal. So they ask, where's the harm to consumers? The Federal Trade Commission essentially agreed with the two companies last year when it settled its complaint against them, but it did prohibit such deals in the future. This much is clear. Through its lawsuit and the deal with Andrax, Herxt managed to buy itself an extra 3.5 years of time alone on the market. Herxt sold almost $2.5 billion of Cardizem during that time. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.